righty. Well, we may as well just go ahead and begin. Gary, thanks for joining today. I understand you're with the Interface Financial Group out of Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
How are things in Chambersburg these days?
Well, we're just waiting for springtime to arrive.
Oh, yes.
Trying to get past the winter months.
How's the weather in Chambersburg today?
It's kind of damp. We had about a little snow flurry here early morning, and it's all gone now. So it's too warm to last very long, but it's still pretty damp.
Oh, boy. Well, hopefully sunnier days ahead of you.
Looking forward to that, yes.
Well, great. Well, I just wanted to talk with you a little bit today about your work with the Interface Financial Group and learn a bit more about your background, what brought you to the Interface Financial Group, what your experiences have been, and maybe some things that you can share with other folks who may be listening. So speaking of Interface Financial Group, I understand it's a franchise organization. So why did initially you choose to go into a franchise organization?
Well, I had reached a point in my career where I was ready for a change, and I didn't really want to take another job doing the same thing I was doing. So I really just started looking around for business ideas, not really quite sure what I wanted to get into. And so looking at franchising was sort of some ready-made ideas that I could look at and evaluate. And I came across the Interface Financial Group and kind of took an interest in it.
Great, great. And what was your background prior to coming into franchising and ultimately the Interface Financial Group?
My background is accounting and finance. I started off in public accounting, got my CPA. More recently, last two positions I held was in manufacturing in a finance position. Most recently, I was the CFO for a family-owned business here locally in Chambersburg and been there many years. And so I always had an appreciation for helping small businesses and trying to meet their cash flow needs, and this Interface Financial just fit right into that.
It sounds like it. Would you say, I've talked to some other folks in the franchise, and it seems like they have a financial background. Would you say that IFG or Interface Financial Group it sets up well for someone with a financial or consulting background?
Yes, I find it to be sort of a natural. Of course, you have to add marketing onto your set of skills, which isn't at the top of most accountants' list, but certainly
sure.
When you get into evaluating prospects and their financial situation, the accounting background does certainly come into play.
Great. Well, that sounds like a good match. So did you have some other franchising options that you were looking at in addition to IFG? And if so, what made IFG stand apart from the rest?
Well, I guess the one that I looked at the closest was business coaching. But as I looked at it, first of all, I realized that there are a high density of business coaches within an hour, 2 hours drive. So it looked like a pretty crowded field. Interface, to the contrary, I'm the only one in this geographic area, and the idea appealed to my finance and accounting background more directly. And I just felt that it was probably the best fit for what I wanted to do at this point in time.
Oh, wow. And so where is the nearest IFG location to you?
Well, I think there's two other ones in Pennsylvania, one in the Philadelphia area, one in the Pittsburgh area. Going south, I think there's one in the state of Maryland. So that gives me quite a bit of territory to work with before I bump into another franchisee that's doing what I'm doing.
Well, that's great. Well, so a lot of potential customers, eh?
Yes, I think there is.
Well, that's great. So when you made your decision to get in business with the Interface Financial Group, how did you go about raising the funds to to purchase the franchise?
Well, I was able to, you know, draw from existing resources to make the purchase, and I just had to line up financing to proceed with the invoice purchasing process that is at the heart of the franchise process.
Okay, and are you able to talk a little bit about that process?
Well, I was fortunate enough to have some commercial real estate with some equity into it, so I was able to tap that collateral as support for financing operations.
Great. And I take it you didn't know all the ins and the outs of the Interface Financial Group's business. So did you receive some support going into starting your business?
Yes, they have sort of a three-step training process. The first one is they send you about a dozen manuals with about 1,000 pages worth of information, all supporting the franchise operations. And once you reviewed that information, then there was several days of on-site intensive training at the corporate headquarters. And then phase three was a gentleman came out and actually worked with me several days in the field, making approaches to referral potential sources, and sort of taught me the technique that we use to make an approach.
Sure. Well, that's great. It sounds like you have a good support system behind you.
Yeah, I think it is pretty good. I can go there with a question on any given scenario and get their input as to the positives and the negatives of that prospect becoming a client.
Great. Yeah, good communication is key to any successful organization.
Right. Yes.
So tell me a little bit about what an average day is like for you.
Well, for me, they mostly alternate between actually making calls on potential referral sources, largely bankers, accounting firms, folks that are in a position to identify where a need might exist. And when I'm not doing that, I'm basically planning some marketing activities, putting together some handout materials, trying to identify business expos or those situations that I can do some promotion.
Great. And have you any of those lined up here in the near future?
Yeah, I have. I have several business expos that's in the wings here that I'm planning towards.
Where will we be able to see you?
Well, one. It's going to be, I understand Chambersburg is going to do one here in the fall. I don't think they have a date set for it yet. And there's one in June that I'm planning for. And there's another one that's going to just be with the commercial contractors group here in Hagerstown. It's going to have a small group just for their membership here in April. So I'm planning to attend that one as well.
That's with the Chamber of Commerce?
No, that's with ABC, which is Associated Builders and Contractors. It's a trade group.
Great. And you're a member of that organization?
Yes, I am. Oh. Yeah, I joined that several months ago, looking for an opportunity just to meet and greet some of the contractors and subcontractors in the area.
Absolutely.
And, hopefully, find someone that can use my service.
Yep, that's what it's all about.
Right.
So I'm sure there's many days when you feel like you're climbing a mountain. Can you talk about some of the challenges that you have faced thus far?
Well, I think the challenges for me, the challenges have been the marketing end and just turning myself from an accountant into an experienced networker, which I probably was not too experienced at. Prior to this, this opportunity, so that's probably been my biggest challenge, biggest transition. But I think I'm coming along, and it's easier to do than it was when I first started. And I guess that comes with anything.
Practice makes perfect, eh?
That's right. Yes. So I got to keep practicing.
So Do you feel that franchising, especially with IFG, has changed your life? And if so, how would you say it's done that?
Well, certainly, when I get up in the morning, my schedule is quite different than it was for many, many years. I work out of a home office, so when I'm not on the road, I'm working right here at home, as compared to driving someplace and being responsible for putting in time between 8 and 5. My hours vary quite a bit from that, sometimes, often later in the evening, but I'm doing something that I enjoy, and it's the change of pace has really been very exciting for me.
That sounds like it. I like the sound of that. So, like you're saying, I mean, you can be working, odd hours, but essentially you're still at the reins.
That's correct, yes. The one thing I liked about IFG as a franchise, the two features is, number one, it is a home-based business, and number two, there's no employees. So those two features sort of worked out well, also.
Okay, so you really only have to look after yourself.
That's correct.
That's good. I like the sound of that too.
After having, supervisor responsibilities my whole career, why this was a change that was easy to get used to.
Yeah, you follow your own directions a whole lot better.
Don't argue with myself much.
Oh man. Well, cool. So what advice would you give to someone who might be thinking about getting into the franchise business, and but I guess more specifically, in the financial realm, maybe even with IFG?
Well, I think it really comes down to an individual's preference. I think you have to, look at any situation and say, is this the right circumstance for me to get involved with? I think, I've enjoyed it from the standpoint of some of the features that I liked are working out to be true, and some of the things that I was hoping to leave behind, I've been able to. But at the end of the day, each person has to sort of make their own determination based upon their interests, their resources, and everything else that goes into the decision.
Yeah, it is a big decision, but one that you've been happy with, I take it.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about your plans for the future. I know we had spoken last week about, possibly expanding your reach into different markets. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, I am expanding my territory where I'm actively promoting. I kind of started off slow, in as much as rather than cover a wide territory in a short amount of time, I've tried to establish a presence in some of the surrounding communities with follow-up visits of contacts that I've made, and try to become kind of a known entity in their business world. And so I think I've established myself in several areas that I've concentrated on. So now I'm kind of striking out in a new direction to do the same thing. So as compared to spreading myself thin quickly, I've kind of taken the opposite approach and tried to establish a presence in one area before I jump into the next area.
Great. And how's that going for you so far?
Well, I think it's going to pay off. Some of the folks that I've met with, several times, you develop a relationship that hopefully will grow in the future into a working relationship, and will lead to referrals, mutual referrals actually. But if they only meet me once and never see me again, why, it's not too often you're going to hear much from that individual in terms of business referrals.
Right. So again, back to communication and that contact.
Right. Communication, contact, relationship building. It's all
Sure.
part of the process.
Have there been some things that you mentioned? You're an accountant, kind of having to learn the ropes of networking. Has there been anything in specific that you've done, maybe gone to some seminars or talked to some different networking professionals that that have worked?
Well, yeah, I've done several things. First of all, in my travels of the local areas nearby, I've actually joined four different chamber of commerce groups just to sort of establish a presence in that community. That seems to be one thing that you know, people look at in terms of, you know, are you part of this business community or not? So that has certainly kept me going, trying to maintain, you know, some level of activity there with each one. Also, there's been, I guess, three different professional networking groups which I've visited, and I haven't really joined one yet simply because the schedule is, you know, it's a standing weekly schedule, and many times I'm on the road in a different direction on any given day. So I haven't quite made that commitment yet, but that's always a possibility as well.
Sure. Wow, that sounds like you're getting a great bit of learning under your belt, all in the while of running your own business. That's a lot to handle.
Well, this is learning by doing for me.
Very good, very good. I was just before we wrap it up here. Are there any interesting client stories or situations that you found yourself in that you might want to share with folks while we're on the air?
Well, I guess I was fortunate in one sense that the day after my field training took place, which was like the third step of that training program that I explained earlier.
Yep, right.
I actually met with my first prospect the day following my second day of field training, and that first prospect became my first client.
Hey.
And that was extremely quick to pick up your first client.
Beginner's luck, eh?
So it was, yes. It's just, you know, while I was waiting for my field training, I just made a few visits to some local accounting firms here in the area since I knew a lot of them personally. And one of them just happened to be working with a company that had a need, and everything just sort of fell in place. So,
oh, great.
That was kind of unique, and one that's been very enjoyable, obviously.
And a relationship that's still going to this day?
It went for at least a year,
and
they just recently reached a point where they felt they could discontinue our service, and because we had fit their need for that period of time, and you know, no one stays with us forever, but we filled a void for them while they worked with us. So I felt good about that.
That's great. And you know, I feel that I've neglected a piece. Talk a little bit about how you are helping small businesses and what, like this, maybe this one client, or maybe you can describe what type of industry they're in and how you're partnering with them and really helping them to better their business.
Well, what we do is actually provide them short-term cash flow assistance. Most of our clients either have no access to bank credit, or perhaps they have a limited level of bank credit, but it's insufficient to meet their growing needs, and their bank's not willing, for whatever reason, to add to their capacity. So many times between those two situations, they'll come to IFG, and when they have business-to-business invoices available in their accounts receivable, we can actually give them cash today, and they can put into their operation to do whatever they need to with it, whether it's to pay their key vendors, pick up some purchase discounts with prompt payments, meet payroll, purchase equipment, whatever their needs are. I give them the cash today, and then I in turn take ownership of the accounts receivable invoices, which we agreed that I was going to buy and they were going to sell. And then I wait to get paid directly by their customer, which may be 30, 45 days in the future, whatever the terms of the invoice payment
are.
So, you know, in the meantime, they have those funds to put to work and take on additional volume of work, which they would not have the opportunity to do without those funds.
Great. And how many clients or partners would you say you've helped over the past? And how long have you been in business here with IFG?
Since November 2011, so it's coming up on a year and a half.
All right.
And it's really gratifying to be able to help someone and to see how they've been able to benefit from it. And when they come back and do repeat transactions with you, then you know you're performing a service that's of value to them.
Absolutely. Well, that must be a good feeling, and I appreciate you sharing that with us today. We've been talking here with Gary Myers with the Interface Financial Group, and Gary, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks again. It's Gary Myers of the Interface Financial Group in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. I'll talk to you more on the Interface Financial Group radio station. Have a good one.
Thank you, Brian.